Chapter 29, Section 4. A Flawed Piece. Before you read. In the last section, you read how World War I spread and finally ended. In this section, you will learn about the harsh peace that followed. The Allies meet and debate. What decisions were made at Versailles? Many nations sent delegates to the peace talks in Paris. The main leaders were Woodrow Wilson of the United States, Georges Clemenceau of France, and David Lloyd George of Britain. Germany and its allies and Russia were not present. Wilson pushed for his peace plan, called the 14 Points. He wanted to end secret treaties and alliances and give people self-determination, the right to form their own nation. He also hoped to set up a world organization that would police the actions of nations and prevent future wars. Britain, and especially France, had different views. They had suffered greatly in the war. They wanted to punish Germany. After long debates, the leaders finally agreed on a peace settlement. It was called the Treaty of Versailles, and was signed in June 1919. The treaty called for a League of Nations, the world organization that Wilson wanted. It would include 32 nations: the United States, Britain, France, Japan, and Italy would make up the leadership. Germany and Russia were left out of the League. The treaty took away German land in Europe and took away its colonies in Africa and the Pacific. Limits were placed on the size of Germany's armed forces. Finally, Germany was given complete blame for the war. That meant it would have to make payments to the Allies for the damage caused. Question 1. How did the Treaty of Versailles affect Germany? A troubled treaty. Who opposed the treaty? Germany's former colonies were given to the Allies to govern until they decided which were ready for independence. Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Yugoslavia were all declared independent. Finland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, once part of Russia, were made independent nations as well. The treaty also broke up the Ottoman Empire. The Ottomans kept control only of Turkey. The treaty did not make a lasting peace. The United States Senate never approved the treaty or joined the League of Nations. Germans bitterly resented the treaty because it placed all the blame for the war on them. Colonial peoples in Africa and Asia were angry because the treaty did not make them independent. Japan and Italy were also upset by getting few territorial gains. Question 2. Which groups opposed the treaty and why?